The spirit of performance defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the all-electric ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. While what powers their cars may change, the energy that makes Acura never will. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system and up to 313-mile range on a single charge, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is everything they said electric could never be. It was built with the driver in mind, just like Acura has been doing since the beginning. We could talk all day, but the only way to experience this electric performance is to drive it yourself. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting. This is one of the wackier days I've seen. Had a wacky squawk on the street, and that's in part because it's a better market. We have the yields okay, so you can be a little bit more upbeat CPI tomorrow. So we talked a lot about the teen survey, of which I don't think people understand. This is a 6,000-person survey from Piper that historically has predicted, is incredibly predictive of prices. And there are a lot of companies that we can talk about that have done very well, and some are not doing well. Sure. By the way, Starbucks is holding its own in the survey. Yeah. Dutch Bros moving up. But if you were in Nike, you have to sell. I mean, that's clearly what it says. Under Armour, you have to sell. So anyway, that's what some of the things we talked about. But and then we talked about the mega caps. And today is Alphabet Day. Very significant day for Alphabet.
It's having a good day. They announced a new ARM-based custom AI chip called Axion, likely made by Broadcom. And, you know, this follows Alphabet, Microsoft, Meta, Amazon. They're all making these own chips,
right.
Their own chips. Some of them made by Broadcom, some by Marvell.
And ARM is in there. We know for ARM.
Yeah, they're all ARM-based. But right. As a way just to reduce reliance on NVIDIA, AMD.
NVIDIA's down because we're not talking enough about NVIDIA because these are companies that are trying to wean themselves off of NVIDIA. Now, they can't.
Yeah, but they need both. These custom chips are a little bit more specialized in their functions.
Right, these are not CPU, GPU. They're CPU basic, but they are made specifically for Google. And NVIDIA does not do that. NVIDIA makes very big supercomputers, of which, by the way, Google's based on. So, I mean, let's not.
And this custom chip business for Broadcom, I think they said it's supposed to be $9 billion in revenues this year.
I think
up significantly from the year before.
But you broke that story last week.
Years.
You said point blank that this was happening. You remember we had you?
Yeah, they had their AI day. They talked about they had a expansion with Meta, Alphabet, but they also have a third customer as well. Many people think that's TikTok, but I think what's newer today, at least this is what J.P. Morgan's writing, is that these relationships are expanding and could sustain growth over the next couple of years for these chip businesses.
Right, it's very important because Broadcom has grown on the basis of buying companies and firing people. This is actually about a technological edge, so it's different from Broadcom. Mm-hmm. And one that I think is more sustainable and more secular and less cyclical. So I think that's very positive. Yeah.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit cnbc.com/morningtake. to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration. Our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.